This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Joe Troop is the lone North Carolinian in the Grammy-nominated band Che Abalache. Like just about everyone else, Joe is staying at home during the pandemic, which has taken a heavy toll on musicians who can no longer play in front of live audiences. That's a serious blow to their livelihoods. But that doesn't mean Joe has stopped making music. He's just released a song called A Plea to the U.S. Government to Fully Fund the Postal Service.
The U.S. Postal Service dire needs help and hand.
Joe joins me now from his home. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Eric. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time today.
Sure thing.
So is the post office under threat?
Yeah, I mean, it sure is. It hasn't gotten a bailout yet, but there are organizations that are trying to save it, you know, and I partnered with ruralorganizing.org, and they got upwards of 400,000 signatures on a petition to try to fully fund the Postal Service.
What drew you to this issue?
Honestly, I was approached by Matt Hildreth, who is the director of said organization, and he was trying to develop artistic content to accompany his mission, and he approached me about the song, and it struck a chord with me. My grandfather worked in a mailroom at Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem when I was growing up. I don't know, the Postal Service just seems like something very nostalgic and very fair to have, you know, the right to get mail even if you live in the middle of nowhere, and cheaply. It seems like a basic right, and it's something so easy to fund. A lot of people do everything by mail. They pay their bills through the Postal Service. They get paid through the Postal Service. There's a whole swath of humanity that depends on that service.
Oh, won't you heed this message? Won't you hear my mournful cry? It's hard to keep your wits about with all this death and dying. But harder times will come our way. On this you can't rely.
It helps that you wrote a really memorable song, and it's a very passionate performance on the video. Do you think you can reach people on both sides of the political divide with this?
Sure. I know from experience as a bluegrass musician that you can have political differences, but speak a common language. You know, the whole division-based politics conundrum is gonna piffle out. Well, I hope. It could be exacerbated, but you know, I do feel like there is a silver lining in this pandemic, and that might be the hope for the deterioration of division-based politics, because people are reaching out to one another in different ways and realizing that there is a common ground. You know, there's some knuckleheads running around, that's for sure. They're the ones that make the news story, but oftentimes the news cycle overlooks the little hopes for unity that are visible out there in the world. I mean, I see them myself, and I'm optimistic. I want to try to be, because otherwise, what's the point?
So many men and women have risked their poor lives, delivering goods to our front doors despite these troubled times. They make the rounds to bring us mail, they work in rain or shine. And now it seems the government is leaving them behind.
I'm glad that song struck a chord with people. You know, honestly, I just kind of sat down and wrote it. It's one of those rare songs that just comes out like instantly. And I didn't think too much about it. And there it went and got all this attention.
Joe Troop is in the band Che Abalache. He's at home practicing social distancing and writing musical social commentary. His latest song is A Plea to the U.S. Government to Fully Fund the Postal Service. You can hear it and see the video at WUNC.org. Thanks, Joe. Be safe.
Thank you, Eric.